live from indioradio.com, streaming all around the world. This is the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. John, Kane, John, Kane, wunderbar. John, Kane, John, Kane, wunderbar. John, Kane, John.
Kane. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
It is Friday, November 13th.
Ooh.
All right. Cue the Twilight Zone music. Imagine yourself listening to an internet radio station somewhere based in St. Louis, Missouri, with two aloof, strange gentlemen behind the microphone.
Let's finish this up.
What?
Let's not do that.
You don't like it?
It wasn't too bad, actually.
It was impromptu.
I was actually prompted to actually tell you to stop, but I couldn't because it was so good.
Sorry.
It was so good.
Wait, producer Thomas told you to stop?
He was like,
me?
Tell him to stop. Tell him to stop.
It wasn't that good.
I'm like, hey, let's stop that. And then I was actually kind of enjoying it there for a second.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was hard to hear because I was doing that.
You just wanted to see where I was going to go.
Right.
Right?
I usually take it off into space, which is appropriate for this particular.
It could have been like, Kane is attractive. Well, at least he is in the Twilight Zone. You know what I mean? It could have been things like that.
He's only attractive at twilight. I get it.
Dark
I get
lights.
It. I get it.
Dark lights. Anyway, all right. Friday the 13th. We've had quite a morning. Andy and I have been out at my brother's house, and that's been a lot of fun. You know, it's just been like dealing with contractors and whatever.
Oh, that is fun.
Never schedule contractors on Friday the 13th. They get weird about stuff.
Yeah, they don't want to take their ladders out.
No, they don't.
They keep their black cats at home.
That's weird. That's why I brought a bunch of them to the property. I let them run. They're like, meow. And I'm like, come on back. And then I tried to herd cats. You know how hard it is to herd cats?
I think there's a phrase that exists because of that reason.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to herd
all
cats.
Right. Anyway, we're going to have a fun Friday the 13th. Lindsay Walden, dildo talking. Lindsay Walden will be here.
Whoa.
She's our sex therapist.
Let's not talk about black cats.
She'll be here. Yeah.
Hairy cats.
Hey now. And then what? Jeremy Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeremy Johnson's coming in.
He is bringing, you know what? I kind of want to keep it a surprise, but I want to find a good way to tease this.
Well, we're bringing in an MMA fighter, are we not?
We're bringing in an MMA fighter.
Okay.
But there's something unique about her. More than the fact that she's a woman, there's something unique about her.
Female MMA fighter.
Right. Why is our millennial producer, Catherine Grimsley, just staring at me very weirdly?
I don't know. To get a reaction onto you. It looks like it worked.
Is that what you're doing? And she's quiet about it.
She's being coy now.
All right. Anyway, it's going to be a fun Friday the 13th. So that's what's happening on the show. That's all I got, man.
Well, our guest does hold currently the Midwestern Unified title in her weight class.
Okay, but there's something more unique. I guess you're just
I know. I just want to make sure that tease gets out there. I want to float that out there like an air biscuit and let people know. What?
You are a 14-year-old boy. You are.
Come on now.
No.
Are we not doing a show? What are we doing?
No, we are.
All right,
no,
then.
You're right. You're right. Just all right. Checking. Fun, funny, make the world a better place. That is the commitment of our show. If I need to explain it to you, how'd you even find us in the first place?
There you go.
So with that, we're going to go to a song. We'll come back.
Like our Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. Am I supposed to say that every time?
Well, I mean, you want to.
Like our Facebook page.
That was profound.
Right.
That was profound.
Because here's what's cool. I actually see when you do it. Like, that's the one thing about this show that I actually get to see.
We can see when people actually like it.
It's like, oh, someone I don't know liked the, oh my gosh, either we have a new listener or they're just like, shut up about it and they just liked it.
Or they're a second cousin of a friend of a new listener.
Right. Okay.
Could happen that way too.
Catherine's giving me the go to the song thing. All right. We'll be right back on the John and Kane Show. She's the woman who makes me uncomfortable.
Mm.
She'll talk about things and tag me on Facebook.
Sing it.
Then I'll send her to Facebook jail.
Yeah.
Because it's about stuff that's inappropriate.
Can't wait till the chorus.
My bosses will ask me questions. Why is this woman tagging me? And ladies and gentlemen, here she is to explain herself. It's Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lindsay Walden.
Oh, my God.
Every week, it's like a new musical song. I know,
it's
right?
It's roller coastery, because last week, I think there was an intro where he was just not into it.
I know, right?
He was just like, yeah, it's Lindsay. And that's all we got. You know what I mean? Like this one. Now we have a whole show tune
it's
thing.
Like
you
know what
I
mean?
You didn't know I was going to end it. I actually rhymed it and ended it on
you
a high
did.
Note.
You did.
You did.
You did. I was anticipating it.
Right. Right. Are you excited because it's Friday the 13th?
Oh, yes. You know it.
I wanted to talk to you
Friday
about
that. I love Friday the 13th. Okay, what are you going to talk about?
Well, because I don't know. I know that there's bad luck associated with Friday the 13th, and there's a whole series of movies dedicated to Friday the 13th and all of that. How does it play in to relationships or sexuality?
What do you mean?
Because there are times when, let's say, for example, because people have these beliefs and these ways of thinking, it can affect how they interact with others. And so on Friday the 13th, if the male partner doesn't believe in Friday or anything and the female partner does, how, you know, is there some tension
there? It is actually interesting. Yeah, you're kind of talking about the same idea of like when you have one person who's maybe religious and one who's not.
Right.
Or maybe they're of different faiths, or maybe they have, you know, like a different fundamental belief in something. And so what I try and have people to understand is that even if they don't completely 100% agree or share the belief of their partner or of the person that they're talking with and, you know, trying to share this moment with, it is okay to just have kind of empathy, to be like, okay, I can see where you're coming from,
right?
But I don't have to agree with you. Like, we can agree to disagree. I find that what happens a lot of times, sorry, you have to excuse me, I've got a little bit of a tickle in my throat.
You have a French what in your throat?
I have a tickle in my throat, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sorry.
Try not to cough on the air. No, what I was going to say is that I find that a lot of times, you know, when people are just willing to have conversations about their beliefs with the people that mean the most to them, and they're able to be respectful, that's where we learn stuff. That's where we're able to kind of, you know, like...
And we expand our own horizons.
Exactly, exactly. Even if something that they don't agree in. So that's why it's like I tell people, I'm like, you know, okay, I understand having some fun with it maybe. If, you know, you want to kind of be a little silly and spooky and playful, but don't be mean and hurtful.
Right.
Don't like intentionally do something to antagonize the other person.
Yeah, don't put on a hockey mask and start up a chainsaw.
Right,
nobody wants that.
Yeah, like...
Nobody wants that.
I mean, that's the wrong movie, but yeah.
I get it, but I'm just saying that's just as frightening.
Right,
and let me tell you something. Jason has on occasion used a chainsaw, and it's not, even though it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie series, Jason's used a lot of tools in his arsenal.
I thought Freddy Krueger was Friday the 13th.
What?
Isn't Freddy Krueger Friday the 13th?
Please, let us not start.
Freddy Krueger?
Why am I confused?
No, he's like...
He's a sex therapist.
That's right.
Don't try and be a movie expert.
No, I'm not. That's why y'all can laugh at me, because
Freddy Krueger is like the Edward Scissorhands that was caught in a fire.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Like, if Edward Scissorhand was caught in a horrible fire, that's what Freddy Krueger would be.
Robert Englund.
Please. I didn't say I was a movie expert. I was
all
confused.
What I'm saying. Keep it to your expertise.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nice of him to do it like that?
Yes.
All right,
no.
So,
what I'm trying to say, then, is whatever your expertise or whatever it is that you're sharing with your partner, just trying to have an open mind about why the person is telling you what they feel and why they feel that way.
Okay, so.
That's all I'm suggesting.
Your show follows ours. So, when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit, only tease a little bit when we come back. What your show is going to be about today at 11 a.m. following the John and Kane show.
Yes.
Still to come, Jeremy Johnson and his secret guest.
Are you okay?
Nope, I just burped.
All right.
We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. She is not a movie expert, but she is a sex therapist, Lindsay Waldman.
True.
I know,
that is true.
I know, yes.
She may know a lot about sex movies. You know what
Some
I mean?
Some of them.
Yeah.
No, like people used to laugh at me when I was first doing radio back a long time ago on like 590 and 1380 as a guest. And they would sometimes get me to talk about other topics just to prove. And they were like, you're like Rain Man of sex. Like, you know a whole bunch about one topic, but get you outside of that topic and you don't know a whole lot.
Drop a box of dildos and then you count them?
And there's nothing sexier than the Rain Man of sex.
I know, right? No,
definitely orgasm, definitely. Definitely orgasm. Definitely.
That sounds like the worst, whatever, like the worst clinical experience ever.
The last time we had sex, it lasted for 11.3 seconds.
What? Oh, God.
Okay, then.
11.3.
No, so I did have an interesting question that came in the other day, and I thought maybe we would tease it a little bit. I think we're going to have to probably talk about it a lot more on the Sexy Thoughts show that follows this show today. But it was this idea that can a triad of sorts exist if there is Okay, let me back up and re-ask this question because I want to make sure I'm very clear. Okay. Someone contacted me and said that they recently were approached by their husband and were asked if they could possibly go out looking for a girlfriend to come into their relationship.
Oh, I see.
But then some information came out from that that part of that had started in kind of a maybe an unfaithful type of way. And so the question came to me.
Oh, you mean he did that?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then
after the fact went to his wife and said, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, as a threesome thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so, you know, the question came in is like, you know, is this something that can legitimately work? Is it something that can actually work?
The only way that it can work is if it's being driven by the females and there's an alpha female who is dictating how it's going to go down.
Yes. That is very true.
That could be one way that it could work.
No, it's the only way.
No, it could be one way that it could work. But I also think it's important to talk about, because this is my issue. When we talk about opening up a relationship of any kind.
Don't.
Whether or not we're talking about having like a full-on like relationship where there's like a triad and three people living in one house together.
Right.
Or if we're talking about being kind of monogamish, where it's like maybe you have...
Monogamish!
Monogamish, yes. You're not monogamous, but you're not monogamous either, so you're monogamish. Anyways, my point is, anytime that we're talking about doing any of these things, it's all based in trust. You have to have a foundation of trust within the core relationship before you can try and go outside the relationship and add anything to that. Because those external relationships can only be as safe, can only be as healthy and emotionally safe for the people as the one that's the core. Does
and
that make
in
sense?
Your story, it was the guy that actually went and cheated on the wife first and then brought the cheating girl in the relationship.
Yeah,
or
it's
tried
not
to?
Just in this one experience. It's something that I get asked a lot, actually. And yeah, but in what I'm referencing is this idea, male or female, that has gone out and has had like a extramarital or an extra relational
experience.
That's
the wrong way to go.
Right. And so my point back has always been...
The c- before the hoe. What is it?
Wow.
What's the phrase? I forget the phrase.
Oh,
I don't know.
Either. I don't know what the phrase. I'm not sure. I'm gonna let
Cart
you go.
Cart before the horse. That's what it was.
Oh,
by the way,
okay.
Guys, if you think that's a good idea, switch the tables and imagine that your wife comes home and goes, "Hey, I want to bring someone else
Brilliant.
Into the relationship."
Right.
Oh wait, we've already been doing it. Are
his
you okay with that?
His name's Thor, and I really like his hammer.
Right. No, actually, John, you make the point that I'm trying to make. See, this is the thing. You and I don't have to be enemies because I think
we're not enemies.
Okay. Wow. Spoken wow. like
that proved
someone
it.
Who's
yeah, that
not
right
angry
there.
Or violent
it
at all.
To me. That proved that he's not an enemy right
know,
there.
Right? Like that hostility, right? So, no, what I'm saying, though, is that John's right, that it you do have to be able to look at it through both sides of that spectrum, and
exactly.
I think sometimes people miss that. So that's actually what we're going to hopefully talk about more on Sexy Thoughts
Perfect.
Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lindsay Waldman.
Thank you, Lindsay!
She'll be on after our show. Coming up next, Gemma Johnson joining us.
Jeremy Johnson.
Yep, I'm a physician.
Okay, I was just making the radio announcement. Because you're like, Jeremy Johnson! It was like you had a mouthful of cotton and...
I am Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy Johnson, my tongue's having babies.
We'll be right back on the Johnny Case. Hey, everybody. Woohoo! I apologize to our next guest who had to follow our sex therapist, Lindsay Waldman.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does happen.
Kind of like marriage
and
divorce.
We always apologize to the following guests.
What? All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, he's a longtime friend, many time guest.
Yeah.
Jeremy Johnson, ladies
Jeremy
and gentlemen.
Jeremy Johnson.
How are you doing?
He is host and creator of That MMA Show every Saturday here on IndioRadio.com at 1 p.m. Central Time.
He
and
also
again,
got
5 p.m. Central.
He also got mentioned... On the Domain Tech Report piece
he absolutely
on the Johnny Payne show.
And I greatly appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
that
I think
awesome.
He even said the MMA
yes,
show.
Yes, he did. So I actually had to call Mauro Ranallo, who owns the MMA show, and we had a talk. It was okay.
Okay, good.
Nobody's
that guy
getting
didn't get sued. Yeah. Like, that could have been bad.
Now,
really bad.
Earlier in the show, we were giving a tease of who you brought with
yes.
you today,
yeah.
right? I mean, I'm looking at her, and from a distance, I mean, you sexy. I just want to say
oh, no.
that. I just
well,
want.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just. I mean, you know, I mean, like with a moniker like Mama Beast. I mean, what's up with that, right? Who's your guest?
So
I'm uncomfortable,
week,
by the way. Just for the record,
no, me too. I really, and I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah,
it's
thank you.
Almost
thank
scary.
You.
But no, I brought with me today Susie Mama Beast Wyatt, and
yeah.
she is.
Come on, let's just, put your hands together.
Let's face it, Susie is a beast. She is one of the toughest female 115-pound MMA fighters around. The other thing is, and Susie may tell you, she may not, she's 50.
I'm 50, and I like to kick it!
Well, now, December 5th, coming up, she's going to be fighting.
Yes.
Right? Now, is this, you already hold the title, am I right? So, are you fighting to defend the title?
No, I hold the 115 title for Fight Hard MMA, which St. Charles. And then, now I'm going to be holding the 115 title for Shamrock FC.
That's going to be good. Yeah, there's the future coming true. Right.
Yes,
so,
it is.
I got to ask this question. So were you always fit, or did you wake up one morning and say, you know what? I'm about to be 50. I'm going to get my, like, what happened?
I suspected something else, but I want to hear your answer.
I have ADHD, so I am hyperactive. I have to move. There's not a choice. I started teaching group fitness when I was 16 years old. I've been a nurse assistant, massage therapist. Everything I do is really, really physical. And single mom, four kids, and decided that I needed to do something to show my kids that my whole life wasn't about them. I wanted my daughters to grow up and do something that was for them also.
Right.
So when I was 45 years old, Jesse Finney came in to St. Louis Workout, where I worked with his kickboxing program. And they took over the nice big aerobics room and gave me this little tiny room in the corner. Right. And I said, fine, if you guys are going to do that, I'm going to start kickboxing. Jesse said, great, go for it. So at 45 years old, I started kickboxing. I've always been in good shape.
Right.
So I just kind of slid right into it. Then looked across the hall. They had Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Decided to try that because everyone's the same height on the floor. I'm only 5'3", and right, kickboxing is kind of tough when you're 5'3".
Yeah.
So been in shape all my whole life and just slid right into this.
Now, I love it. What I want to find out about your training. So before you say anything, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna go to a song. But I think people need to put in perspective the amount of training that goes into MMA fighting, because it's like having another job where you're always sweating.
Exactly.
And you're sore.
Just and smelly, terrible.
And you're concentrating on your intake and your output. And you know what I mean? So there's a lot of thought to it. There's a lot of time that goes into it. I want to hear your experience from your words when we come back.
All right.
Is that good?
I was going to make a bunch of jokes, but I'm not going to. Nope.
Will you say them when we come back?
Nope. Maybe I will. You know what? I will. Listeners, when I come back, I'll tell you all the jokes I was thinking. Stay with us, John and Kane Show.
The tease.
Welcome back to the John and Kane Show. Our commitment is fun, funny, make the world a better place.
Funny, we almost had that at the end there.
It was
very close.
Yeah, so
I
close.
I remember when we were funny.
Yeah, remember that?
Wow. With that, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Johnson. Joining us with, by the way, how do you announce her over the microphone?
Let's hear the actual announcement.
So, well, it's because I call the pay-per-view, which is really hard now because I have cornered Susie in probably her last, five or six fights. So this one I actually won't be able to corner her for. So, I'll have to call it on the pay-per-view as I work for Shamrock FC and she's going for the title. But, it's going to
be. Now, when Jeremy says he's cornering her, he's not being aggressive. And
no.
Keeping her in a corner. What he means is he's a cut man.
Well,
and then will you tell people what you do in addition?
Well, so with someone like Susie, what I do is we work on her day-to-day training. We work on the strategies for her fights. We bring in specific training partners for specific things. Like we have one of her training partners here with us today, who happens to just be my daughter.
Right.
But she is a 14-year-old phenom in the sport of judo. And so she is Susie's judo coach partner.
Wow.
And so that's how we work all of our things. But with what I do with Susie, literally we spend 3 days a week together at least. She sends me text messages of everything she eats, she drinks, the times that she works out, and how many calories are burned.
So you're like a trainer.
Day.
I envision you with a spit bucket and a cigar.
So that happens on occasion too.
But. So you're like her fight pimp.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, good.
So whenever she goes pro, we're going to make sure that, she's
in
the right
things.
Wait, that's
not indicative of the jokes you had, was it?
No.
Just making sure.
I didn't really have any jokes.
You just made that up?
Of course I did. It's called a tease. It makes them listen through.
Wow.
Gotcha.
I get it.
Radio guy you.
I know, right?
Now they know you let them down. So you shouldn't have said that.
I'm a man. What can I say? I'll let you down.
All right, Susie. So right now you said it's already happening. Finney, you're already there. You got the 115 title. Am I right?
No.
For Fight Hard MMA.
For Fight Hard MMA. Sorry, I said Finney. But Shamrock FC is happening December 5th, and there's no issues there. You're determined. It's happening. You own 115.
It's my house.
That's
it's
right.
My belt. I'm just going to pick it up.
That's right. I was scared. I was scared hearing you say that. I mean, just right now. So personally online, how do people connect with you as an individual online, like Twitter or anywhere else?
Oh, I'm big on Facebook. I report like every last little thing. I do Snapchat. Instagram, Twitter, you name it. I'm periscoping now.
Oh, periscoping.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. And that you can probably do that here in a second. But all right, well, I want to get into the training part of it really quick, because
yes.
I know that we could say it's intensive and then leave it at that. But let's give people a little more detail. Say more about how you train. Start it off the second you get up in the morning, what time that is and what you have to do.
It just really depends on the day. I'm not only a mixed martial artist, but I own my own business. I'm a single mom of four kids.
Mm.
I have to actually support my family because I'm still an amateur. And as a female fighter, I would never be able to support my family from the money I make from fighting, even if I were a pro. Yesterday, got up at 5:30, went and taught a hour-long cycle class, got online, did some promoting, 8:30, taught a 30-minute step class, 9 o'clock, taught an hour-long yoga class, ran home, let the dog out, ate some food, went over and trained with Sid G for a half an hour, one-on-one, Kempo Karate, went home, dealt with kids, went back to the gym, did an hour and a half of jiu-jitsu. After jiu-jitsu, I went and watched my daughter, Baby Beast, Rich Wyatt, kickbox for
Baby
a little while.
Baby Beast, I love that.
And then we went home, did food, and I did more promoting.
So that's awesome.
You know, from like 5:30 in the morning to about 10 o'clock at night last night.
I'm just sensing laziness.
Yeah.
Very lazy.
I mean, she will literally call me from like, I'm at this gym and we're doing this. Now I'm going to this gym and now I'll see you at 7 o'clock at another gym so we can work on whatever it is we're going to work on. It's every day.
Wow.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. If I
you go to the
fighters,
gym like I used to go to fast food restaurants.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Luckily, I work as a fitness instructor, so that helps like with my cardio, that helps with my strength training. I'm in and out of 2 to 4 gyms a day all over the city of St. Louis and in Illinois.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know we have one more break. Is that correct?
We have to close the show.
Now, in that routine that you talked about in your day yesterday, you know, you mentioned food. So I want to kind of peel that apart a little bit and give people an idea of the food you're consuming, the intention behind it, and why it's important you eat the way you eat.
A lot of chicken, a lot of
broccoli. Well, hang on. Don't give it. A lot of broccoli
it's
and chicken.
It's called a tease. Stop it.
Sorry.
Chicken and broccoli, that's good.
Yes,
actually,
so there's more. But
you just decided what my lunch is today. When we come back, we're going to find out more about food, its importance, and the details in that in Mama Beast's diet.
And I also have a fundraising idea for you as well.
Oh, a fundraising idea.
Yeah, I like money.
All about that.
Stay with us, John and Kane Show.
I know it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest in studio. Actually, several. But Jeremy Johnson, host of that MMA show. And, of course, we have Susie Wyatt, who is Susie Mama Beast Wyatt in studio. Love this. Love our time today. All right. So we talked about food last time. We talked about your routine more specifically. You mentioned food. You mentioned chicken and broccoli probably a big protein vegetable staple for you. What other things do you implement into your diet? Why? And how crazy is it to stick to something like that during training?
I don't like to cook.
Yeah.
And I don't specifically like to chew a lot. So there's issues. I drive Jeremy insane because I'm very hyper and we have to eat a lot of salads and things and I get bored eating salad.
Well, who doesn't?
So there's so much chewing involved. And so Jeremy has to try to create like meals that are ground turkey. I found this place that you can have chopped salads.
She called me up.
So I don't have to chew much.
She called me up once and asked me, can I just stick my salad in the blender so I can drink it as I go?
I thought you guys
That's
were
actually not a bad idea.
I thought
I know,
you guys
right?
were setting up that you had to baby bird her.
Oh, no, no. Oh, my God. John.
Ew.
Where he chews it up first. Oh. And then
yeah, she doesn't like to chew.
I mean, that's dedication.
She does everything else.
That's
kind
of what the blender does.
That would be dedication to the sport if Susie did that.
You know, if I needed it, he would do it.
He's right.
I don't know about that.
Jeremy's that dedicated to her success.
All right. We apparently we have to feel something, and then I want to give you my fundraising
idea.
Feel
something.
So what are we supposed to feel?
What are we feeling?
See, okay, no, first and foremost,
yes.
You know, producer here gave me some of his face and junk shaving
paste. Producer Thomas, yes.
And it was some of the best stuff. So after the show, I want you to feel my arms.
You shaved your arms?
Awesome. I do it all the time. But it is the best stuff I've ever had.
Ew.
No, it's great.
Ew. Okay. All right.
I want to feel your arms.
I bet you do.
I do. Face and junk. That's part of his junk, I guess. All right. All right.
Can I give you my fundraising
Let's
idea?
Hear it.
Okay. So I think we should get a bunch of sponsors together who can take it. So here's the thing. So, Susie, Mama Beast, I think that you've got a lot of game in intimidating people, right?
She's working on it still.
Well, I'm just saying. So I'm an international staring contest winner, right?
Oh, really?
So you're right.
I'm international.
I mean, look me up on the internet, right? Yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying I'm just saying we should get a number of sponsors together, and you and I should just stare at each other. We can make everyone bet on how long that we can hold this intense stare. You can practice, you know, like
by the way, John takes on tasks for people he knows who has ADHD, and you couldn't possibly do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He knows that you'd fail at it because you already explained to him that you have ADHD.
Okay, but do remember we also hyper-focus.
That's true.
Right, you're hyper-focused, right? So I think that'd be an amazing thing where we get all these people involved. They bet money
minute,
on it. We get Vegas involved.
Are
Bam.
You feeling this, Susie?
I'm feeling this.
Are you feeling this?
I'm feeling this. Now, do we have to just, like, stay still, or can I, like, try and arm bar you during the stare?
Whatever you want to do. I mean, we can periscope it. We can do whatever you want. I'm in.
Periscope.
See,
good.
I'm totally in. Yeah.
Nothing like a completely silent periscope going back and forth to stares.
I seriously doubt it will be silent if I'm involved.
That's right. Trash talking the whole time.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of hearts going up. I mean, it'll be really fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm all for this. All right. I don't know if you just saw this. Producer Thomas just tapped on the paper in front of me.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the 14th. That's tomorrow, yes. Saturday, please tell everyone where they should be and what they should be paying attention to.
All right, so on Saturday, I will be handling the pay-per-view commentary for Shamrock Fighting Championships XFN 5.
Nice.
Which is a boxing and kickboxing event that will go down at Lumiere Place Casino. Now, I'd love to tell y'all come down and see me, but the event's been sold out for a week. So your best bet is to go to shamrockfc.com and click on Watch Live, and you can watch the pay-per-view right there.
Or just go to the door and say, hey, Jeremy Johnson said he's
right.
got me.
Yeah,
like, I'm on the list.
I got you.
Jeremy Johnson said I'm on the list.
Not a problem.
No? Okay, good.
We make that happen.
Sweet. Be prepared for a flood.
There's lies going on right now. I don't know if you figured that out. Right. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, that's applause.
That's right.
We got to end the show. You guys are going to participate in our signature close, but here's some business first. Follow us on social media at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We appreciate that those of you who run the risk of being fired every day by listening to us at 10 a.m. on IndioRadio.com at work. We also appreciate the rest of you who are, you know, not as ballsy.
Right.
What am I
saying? Bold would be fine.
Bold. Oh, you're bold, right. Okay. Bold. As you're driving home, 5 o'clock on IndieRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do the rest of the folks get the show?
Well, we exist online on four different platforms, Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. So just search Indio Radio Podcast or just Google John and Kane Show. You'll see our shows right there. And also IndioRadio.wordpress.com, the site where all the blogs are, including the video that PBS did on us, the Domain Tech Report did on the John and Kane Show and our podcasting efforts.
Very nice. Before we acknowledge our current guest, let's acknowledge Lindsay Walden
for
being
on
the show today. We'd like to thank Jeremy Johnson for being a part of the
show.
We'd also like to thank Susie, Mama Beast, Wyatt
for being
on the show today.
Also, after tomorrow, now tomorrow.
Hang on, I'm not done yet.
Okay, keep going.
And Judo Phenom Reagan for being on the show today. There you go.
Judo Phenom, I love that.
Judo Phenom.
That'll be your, how about that? This will be your Twitter handle, Judo Phenom.
Judo Phenom.
Go check it out. See if it's available.
In
hurry, before someone else does. Hurry, someone's going to do it. The show's live.
Actually, you can find her at Judo Girl Reagan on anything Google.
Oh, really?
Just Google Judo Girl Reagan. It's all her.
We were close. close. We were close.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, and before I get to feel Jeremy Johnson's smooth arms.
So you're committed to that?
A little bit.
We're going to make that happen.
Here come the signature close. The last thing we say is into your radio. It is the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios and, of course, all together,
Indio Radio.
Give me your smooth arms, Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
See you tomorrow.